Hello and welcome to another episode of my weekly podcast. My name is Michal Mahipal. I'm a shamanic astrologer, healer, and teacher for psychic studies. In this podcast episode, I would like to talk to you about star signs and psychic abilities. As an astrologer, I have created or read a lot of horoscopes, and I realized over the whole course of time that there are certain star signs and certain constellations in a horoscope that give indication about psychic potential. Have you ever thought about this, that it is actually possible to see inborn potential for psychic abilities in your horoscope? Do you also think that there are certain star signs who have more natural psychic gifts than others? And if so, you're definitely asking the right questions. Because there are certain star signs where psychic abilities are more natural. It does not necessarily mean that they are better in what they do. They just have like a more natural inborn gift. These people still will need training to develop and guide their gift in the right direction. Over the last few years, I compared a lot of my students' horoscopes with those clients who never spoke about psychic abilities. And I really could see a pattern arising between those who are actively seeking psychic development and those people who don't. I found also that those people who were more actively seeking psychic expression, they were more sensitive to energies than other people. Being sensitive or empathic is already an inborn ability for psychic potential. And if you believe it or not, those signs were Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. These are the three water signs who are much more operating on a very emotional level, and also they're more in touch with their intuition. There's also a thing about the water signs that they're more naturally absorbing the energy from their environment or other people, which is also a basic foundation for psychic potential. But I don't want you now to think, oh, I'm not a Pisces, I'm not a Cancer or Scorpio, so I don't have any psychic potential. It really depends on the placement. So if you're sun sign Capricorn, you can still be very psychic if you got any of these water signs in other areas of your horoscope. And there are definitely also people who maybe don't have water signs and they're still working in the psychic field. But to be really honest, I want to say that those people had more problems to develop their senses than the water signs, because they were maybe not naturally so gifted. And you can compare this, if you want, with an artist or musician. There are some people who are born with a certain quality, a sensitivity, or a natural drawn to these kind of arts or for to express themselves, while other people maybe develop that interest later in life and they have to teach themselves a little bit harder. At any time, psychic development requires hard work, determination, and the right teacher. But if you want to find out about your own horoscope, if you know how to get it done and you know how to read it, you definitely want to focus, first of all, if you've got anything in your Mercury, or you look at your sun sign, your ascendant, and your Mercury. If you've got any water signs in there, then you already can say there is a natural ability. And that's why, because the sun sign is the sign where you radiate energy to the outside. That's the energy that you give out, but also the energy on how you see yourself. So if you have a sun sign Cancer, so you see yourself as a very caring and open and emotional person, then that already opens your understanding to the energies around you. Because if you are sensitive and if you are open, then you more than likely will be affected by your surrounding. You then can have a look at the ascendant, which is the rising sign, which is also a good indication on how other people see you or how you're absorbing or reacting and adapting to the environment. So if you've got a Pisces, for example, rising Pisces, then you're definitely very sensitive, like a sponge, absorbing the energies around you and maybe often even mirroring what they are feeling. So you might gonna meet up with people and realize that suddenly you're totally overwhelmed and flooded with the energies from your environment. If we take a look at your Mercury, which rules the mind, and it's very important for psychic development because, or psychic abilities, because the psychic information, they kind of go through a process in our mind so you can make sense of them. First, maybe you become aware of a feeling or when you see something in your inner eye, yeah, clairvoyantly. So that's an indication, has something to do with the mind, even though Mercury rules the logical mind. But it's still how we perceive and how we make sense of information. So if you have a water sign in Mercury, then that could mean that you absorb information more intuitively in comparison to having Virgo in Mercury, for example, where you're more analytically ripping everything apart, looking at the details, looking if there's any logic, while the water signs are more intuitively. It's kind of as if they can put the feeling and the thinking together. So they have that emotional thinking. So that's very definitely helpful to know your Mercury sign. People with Mercury in Pisces, they're very often gifted with a natural clairvoyance or psychic vision. It doesn't mean that they know what they're doing. It just means it comes to them more easily. This is just how they perceive the world. And if you've got Pisces in Mercury, then you maybe also know that you've got a big fantasy or imagination. You are very sensitive to your environment. And if you see things, you might even see many things at the same time. So there's not a lot of clarity. It could be more like chaotic thinking and feeling at the same time. And you often feel more like a maybe Albert Einstein, confused but kind of genius kind of person. And that's what I mean, that we need training to understand how our psychic senses work and how they respond to any triggers and how we can activate them or shut them down by will. Because if you struggle with confusion, because you see a lot of things at the same time and there's no clarity in it, it's going to be really difficult to make the right interpretation for the things that you are becoming aware of. If people have Mercury in Cancer, they often feel what other people feel without the other people needing to explain themselves. So you have this amazing ability to respond through feelings, and everything that you maybe become aware of or that you even see or process, it's very close linked with a feeling. And then, of course, your own interpretation of the feeling, yeah? So you could be clairvoyant and you see something and then you have an emotional reaction to it, which is not a bad thing, because later on we will learn in other podcast episodes on how to develop our psychic abilities. It's good to have clairvoyance, to be able to see things more easily with your inner eye. At the same time, we then need to connect this to our clear feeling or clear knowing, which is our emotions, to make the right interpretation. So just to say, oh, I see a boat, and then not knowing what that boat means, and you're trying with your mind to rip the meaning apart, you're dropping out of the psychic flow. What you actually need to do is, you need to, when you see something, you need to be able to bring your feeling into it and feel the meaning of something. So if you're not a really emotional person, this might be going to be really difficult for you. But if you are an emotional person, that can help you to develop this ability more naturally. But again, you will need to have training, because with the Mercury in Cancer, it could mean that you're flooded with emotion. The Pisces might going to be flooded with pictures, and they get really confused about all of that. Cancerian might be flooded with emotions, and they don't know actually what they feel. There's so much coming through. And also there's a downfall with feeling so much, is that you're often mistaken the feelings of other people with your own. So I might gonna feel, I don't know, let's say angry. I might not even be angry, but at the moment I'm hanging out with someone, I'm sitting next to someone who experiences anger or suppress their anger, and I'm just picking up this vibe, this feeling of being angry. Or it also happens when you start mirroring illness or disease of people in terms of just symptoms, you know, like someone suffers from a headache, but they don't tell it to you. Once you're close to them, you suddenly feel that you're getting a headache because you're so in sync with their energy field that you just start taking on their emotions and you think they are yours. So that can really confuse you on an emotional level. And that also, of course, can cause like an emotional roller coaster, because you perceive everything through your emotions and they are continuously changing. So that can be an up and down and up and down with all sorts of things. Cancerian placements in your horoscope can also indicate that you are able to sense events before they happen, especially natural disaster. If we look at Cancerian, they're kind of halfway living on the land, halfway living on the water. So I'm now talking about the original Cancerian as a symbol, not about the people. So they have this kind of intuitive feeling, and at the same time they're very connected with the earth, and they're kind of Cancer, they're very close to the earth, yeah, to the frequency of the earth. So if there's anything happening, there's a disaster about to happen, like a tsunami, a volcano eruption, or anything like this, an earthquake, Cancerian, because they're so attached to the earth, at the same time connected to the water, which is a much more carrier of information, they can sense things before they happen. Because they also have an inborn need for being safe and secure. So I think that adds to it, that if they receive early warning signs, they can go and protect themselves, that nothing is going to happen to them. My mum, for example, she is a Cancerian, and she always had very preconditioned dreams about natural disaster. Or she would feel really bad before, not even close to us, it could be anywhere in the world, when suddenly a massive earthquake happened. And a few days before, she felt really weird and she couldn't explain what was happening. Till we had that conversation about psychic abilities and said, can you pay more attention to and write it down when you're feeling that way? And then we compared a few days later of what happened, and it was always right. She always had that inborn sense of something was about to happen, but she couldn't really point out what it was. So this is that really strong sense of intuition, being really connected also with the frequency of the earth. Maybe similar to animals, they can sense before a disaster strikes. But at the same time, she wasn't developed enough to understand what she was feeling. This is where then seeing comes into play. Because if you then say, okay, I'm got this feeling and now I would like to know what it means, or can you show me how this relates to my life? And then you might gonna see something, but that requires training that you can switch it on and off by will. And I'm just saying, if you are Cancerian and you're listening to this, I would make some notes. Every time that you're feeling a little bit low or something doesn't feel right, you're very intuitive. It can also be that the weather is changing. So you're very connected to all these natural cycles because you're ruled by the moon. So I would definitely make notes and then compare them later on, and then you might gonna see a pattern, or you really have the confirmation that you can sense things before they happen. But you can only find out by really making yourself that example who works with it more seriously by, I'm feeling this, I don't know what it is, and then you write it down into your journal or your diary, and then later on you're going to compare if there's anything happened in the world and that could maybe relate to what you experienced before. Also, of course, these water signs, especially with Pisces and Cancerian, they're really wanting to help other people. They have this natural inborn desire to, yeah, to be there for people, to make them feel better, to help them. They have that kind of inborn empathy. And that really makes them also good tarot card readers or healers, yeah, because they have that desire to help other people. I'm not saying that Scorpio doesn't have that desire, but it's maybe in a little bit more different way, where Pisces are very selfless, they would sacrifice even themselves and everything just to help others. And Cancer, they have this nurturing, nourishing energy, so they can't even help themselves. They have these motherly qualities where they just want to take care of other people. If you've got Scorpio and Mercury, this is another very important placement. And then you can easily see through the bullshit. Definitely. If anybody is lying to you, your radar is going do, do, do. You just know. Yeah, you sometimes even have the ability that you can read thoughts of other people. And again, this is something where you need to have training to take this to the next level. Because Scorpio Mercury can have also a tendency to see a lot of negativity in the world, because you're automatically drawn to something that's a little bit dark, taboo or hidden. So using this potential of really wanting to go deep and analyze things can be very helpful, but need to be trained in the right way. And first of all, this means that you're going to start getting to know yourself. Because Scorpio also has a lot of hidden underlying streams of consciousness going on, paired with a very strong desire, which makes you very, very powerful. Your mind is very powerful. But of course, like with everything, the mind needs to be trained to become a slave, not the master. Of course, they say energy flows where attention goes. So this is very much with Scorpio. It's like kind of, I imagine this sometimes being like a laser. And really lasering everything out and exposing the truth. But at the same time, if you have not worked on yourself and you did not become aware of your own negativity, of your own shadow, of your own issues, you easily then project them onto other people. So the more you're going to self-analyze, the more you're going to know your own hidden agenda and motivations, your own trauma, your own pain, the more you can see this then in other people. Because that's one of the psychic development things, is that we need to pay more attention, more awareness to our own development, to get to know ourselves. The more we know ourselves, the more we can see others. This is very important for Scorpio. Scorpio placement also, it doesn't matter where it is in your chart, have very deep instincts. So that's even, but with Cancerian and Pisces, there may be more intuition, but instinct is a little bit more stronger and deeper, but not necessarily more clear. Yeah, so you still need to have training to understand your instinct. Because Scorpio is also a sign that can act on it, you know, while Pisces is a little bit more passive, or Cancer maybe a little bit more confused with their intuition because they need to learn to clear all these emotions that they're feeling, get more clarity in there. Scorpio has a very strong instinct and they can act up in it. So they're very active when it comes, I want this and I'm go after it. So there's a very strong active force and it needs to be controlled and understood, because instinct, sometimes if it's very basic, it's only live or die, black or white. This is like Scorpio energy, isn't it? Either is it right or wrong? There's no in between. There's no, I don't understand and I don't want to understand other people. This is how I'm feeling. This is me. This is what I'm acting on it. So sometimes this can be helpful to gain more strength and clarity on, I don't care, I do feel this, this is why I'm doing it. So they're not so confused. At the same time, for them it's difficult because it's only, as I said, black or white, yes or no, left or right. There's nothing in between. So you need to soften a little bit. And Scorpio, of course, if you've got it in Mercury, then you have a very strong mind, which can also indicate a potential for mind reading. And of course, again, we have this strength of a Scorpio and we have the power element with Scorpio, where we need to make sure we are trained well and we also have ethics in place that we are basing our own work on it. So we're not just going to go around and read people's mind whenever we want, but we're using our gifts for the highest good. Otherwise, it can lead to abuse of power. And this is probably where Scorpio is so powerful and it also wants power and it is a leader. It wants to stand out and often just lead itself and wants to do the work itself and has very made up and fixed ideas, because it's a fixed sign, fixed ideas on how things should be. That it can maybe be too dogmatic, only see themselves as, I can see the truth, why no one else can see it. And of course, then this also desire to stand out and be a leader and step into their power can also lead to abuse of power if you don't know yourself and if you have not learned to control yourself. And Scorpio is one of the signs where it's all about mastery, because they're so powerful. The thoughts of a Scorpio are very deep and they have a natural sense to see and feel anything that is broken, needs fixing or transforming. This is where Scorpio is just attracted to. So they don't shy away from looking into the darkness. They don't shy away to pointing out taboos. They don't shy away to talk about death, money, sex. This is all like subjects that Scorpio is really good in looking at. And also seeing them, of course, they know about. So they could be good healers because they have a little bit of this analytical sense. So if you're trained well, you could have like a medical psychic vision that you can see which bodily functions are not working properly. And yeah, it's just, I think Scorpio needs to learn how they're going to deliver the truth to people. And also acknowledging, especially when you're in training, but also later on, you might not always write. Yeah, so Scorpio really has this kind of, this is me, this is who I am, I know I'm right. And it's good, you need to have that confidence to train yourself to the stage where you want to be. At the same time, just consider to stay humble you're not always right, and not everybody maybe wants to talk about these deep, very philosophical, or even sometimes taboo subjects. So you're not worried about scaring people away, which is a good thing, especially these days, I think, where so many people are fake. Scorpio definitely brings a breath of fresh air into it by exposing the truth and saying how things are. It's definitely with Scorpio placements, you're someone who's paving their own path. You're definitely not a follower. So you're gonna draw from your own power, resources, you're aware of your own abilities, and you might even want to walk the path less traveled. Scorpios, they work really hard to achieve their goals. That's sometimes maybe if you had a Pisces or Cancerian in your Mars energy, they're a little bit like, oh, I'm not feeling like it, and oh, not today, or they're running out of energy. It always depends, up and down. Scorpio can force themselves to work. They can focus so much, and they're often also workaholics. But they can also become masters of their instincts and intuition, and that makes them even more powerful. And of course, a lot of people might be intimidated and scared by that power. And because the Scorpios are very ruled by desire and passion or their emotions, they need to be careful that they're not being too sucked into the darkness or into a depressive state or going too far out there that you totally forget the balance. Yeah, then it's really important that you're going to find the playfulness in all of this and not focusing and staring too much where the darkness is. Scorpio energy is also shamanic energy because it has this kind of death and rebirth, transformation of the self, purification. And so that's not for everybody, but a very powerful energy to have in your chart. And you will also see, depending where the Scorpio falls in your horoscope, which areas in your life are more likely to be continuously transformed. Scorpios would also make really good psychic detectives because they don't mind talking about murder, rape, torture, and these kind of things because they kind of have seen it all. Yeah, they're a little bit more well equipped rather than Cancer and Pisces, who would suffer more with the victim and they would have problems to detach themselves from what's happening. I think with Scorpio energy, you have that more. Could also be a paranormal investigator because you like everything that's beyond and you want to do research and investigate and find out. So these could be the areas where if you have placements like this, where you maybe feel drawn to the occult, or even, you know, it doesn't, occult always sounds so scary because a lot of people don't know about it. You might feel drawn to magic. You might feel drawn to, yeah, psychic development. You feel drawn to higher states of consciousness. So that could be all indications for things like this. But of course, there are also other star signs, such as Aquarius, which is natural connection to humanity, and the eye for the future. So if you had your Mercury in Aquarius, you may be someone who can see trends coming up. You can see where humanity is heading to. You can see the bigger picture. Yeah, you're not so focused like a Scorpio on the detail or the truth. You more get a feeling for the zeitgeist. Yeah, what's happening in the world, where's all this heading to, and more affecting all of humanity. You also have the ability with Aquarius that you can more easily detach yourself, or you're not so emotional, which gives you a much more objective outlook on things. Doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to become a prophet. But as I said, you've got this natural ability to tune into the trend of the time. And it's like, I'm not saying that just because you've got Aquarius mind, Mercury, that you're a natural seer, but it could be something like this. You see, not so much about like Cancer, who feels the disaster of the earth, but you can see maybe new inventions in technology. You can see, yes, I said, where humanity is heading to. You can see where social change need to be addressed and how we can improve the whole of living together in communities or us as a human race. They're definitely also with new inventions that they could help humanity. So you have an axis, because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which also is the planet of genius, higher consciousness, inspiration from a higher level, where you have the sudden flashes of ideas and you don't even know where they came from. So that can be very helpful also to use that combined with learning about your psychic abilities. Also, the sign is said that you can easily travel through space and time to see what's yet to come. Yeah, because I mean, Aquarius is associated with space, spaceships, aliens, galaxies, everything that's also maybe non-human. So as I said already about technology, but you maybe if you train in shamanic journey, you find it very easily to travel down the timeline into the future to see where we're heading to. And of course, with Aquarius, there's somehow a little bit of a deep philosophical or humanitarian feeling to it. So we want to solve problems for all of the world, not only for the individual. And that can make them full of wisdom and compassion when they're getting older. So this was a short exploration into some star signs and horoscope and psychic abilities, but it doesn't mean that if you're any of another star sign or you've got a different Mercury, that you can't be psychic. It doesn't mean that you don't have any gifts. I just said that it's more natural that I observed these signs did come up more often with people who were naturally gifted, who had an easier time to learn psychic abilities. But all of them need training. So no matter what you've got in your horoscope, all of your need training and psychic abilities to be really able to access this power. So I would recommend you either make on a start reading my book, Unlocking Psychic Potential, to see where you're at and see where it could take you. And there's also a lot of explanation of what psychic abilities are, how they can express themselves, what kind of phenomena are there. And of course, if you want to go deeper into your personal horoscope and to figure out if you've got any abilities, where are the signs and the planets in the houses, then I would recommend that you're going to request a personality horoscope with the indication that you are looking for psychic abilities, that I'm going to speak more and focus more about these abilities rather than only your personality, because that's an important part of it. Or you could also request a karma and destiny reading, which could give indications of psychic abilities or any psychic work or spiritual work that you might have done in a past life, and you're now bringing these gifts into this life and you want to explore more on how you can then actually use them. And again, if you book this reading, it's really important that you mention somewhere when you book the reading, there's a where you can leave me a note and you're going to say focus on psychic abilities or focus on spiritual work. Or if you book a reading, you can also send me an email and say I've just booked a reading with you and I want you to focus on my psychic potential, my probably psychic expression, my spiritual potential, the work and these kind of things, and then I will understand where you want me to look at and I can more easily focus on what you've been looking for. I hope this helps. If you've got any questions, just get in touch with me and let me know. I'm going to speak to you next week.